Okay, Hilcha Shemitah. We really went through. I decided that it's very nice with flower pots and things. We'll go over what we really did once before. We'll go over it, get some more clarity maybe, and some shadows maybe. Okay. So again, Bahadraga. Not everything is the gay everybody, but I always like to go back to the beginning, to the source, and develop it from there. So, in a bias, there's a suffix in Yerushalmi, whether there's Yisurei Shemitah. A bias means the earth floor. Mamish earth floor, but there's a ceiling there. Chazanish says basically it's totally in the ceiling, the issue of bias as opposed to Sada. So the Yerushalmi is Mesupik in a bias. Is there Dinei Shemitah? Although some in the past were Mekilim, because Shemitah B'zman HaZez the Rabbanon, Yerushalmi bribes with a Shaila. So the Pasa Sada was Mekil, meaning here. Yeah. But the Chazanish and Rav Shlomo Zalman, they came along and they paskin very strongly that it's Asur, and it's a Yesod and Halacha that you really can't do much with the fact that Shemitah B'zman HaZez the Rabbanon. By that I mean in terms of Sveikas the Rabbanon Lekula, it's not so much of a factor. The fact that Shvias B'zman HaZez the Rabbanon, it's called Ikrei Min HaTorah, and by Sveikas you don't always say something the Rabbanon Lekula when you're dealing with something that's the Rabbanon for a side reason. And really, everything is like on a D'oraisa level. So, al kaponim in a house. So, but it's good to know. I mean, that's what I like to. In a house, even on an earth floor, if you have an earth floor in your house, it's a suffake. There's maybe room to be makil, but the hachra of the last few doros is to be machmir. Okay.
The suffix was actually on a
D'oraisa
level?
Yeah, the suffix is on a D'oraisa level, whether the key word in the parasha is sodeh, which is mama'ed bias, or the key word is oretz, and that's also oretz. You have earth, it's oretz. The chazanish, not the chazanish, no. The achrayim of the last dor or two say that a hothouse, which is built in order to grow plants in and is beneficial for the plants because of modern day technology, should not be included in this miut and should not be included in the hodeg. I take very strong issue with that, and I hold that it's not like that, but that becomes nogeya when we'll get up to otzitz nokuv, otzitz she'eno nokuv in a bias. But I'll come on, so that's the bias thing, and it's on a D'oraisa level. Okay. An otzitz nokuv. Now, a nokuv means, hey, there's a hole in it. Okay? So the hole, we're talking about, everybody's a diameter of a millimeter, which is not that big a hole. Pretty small hole. It's hard to have a hole smaller than that. But maybe. But you have to realize that nokuv is anything. You might have an okuv that ain't no nokuv that has a din of an otzitz nokuv. It depends on the strength of the roots of the plant that's in the otzitz. Maybe it breaks through. Maybe it goes through, even if it's, maybe it's porous. If it's porous, maybe cheres is porous, maybe. You always have to deal with these issues. What's the material? You have to deal, is there a hole or not? Then really you also have to deal with is what's the material of your otzitz. Some materials are automatically like nokuv, even though there's no nekev. And you also, a factor is what plant is growing in the otzitz. Perennials, that's the stuff that lasts for 2 years?
Many years.
What? Many years? Perennials have stronger roots and are more like a tree or a mini tree in halacha. It's called the mini tree legabi, the roots. And therefore, there's more of a hakpada. It's harder to have an otzitz she'eino nokuv, because, in other words, the achrayim say when you're dealing with cheres, which let's say if women come, that table's for them. So just to let you know why it's open. You have two women. I were asked if they can come. I said yes.
Please tell me no.
To this year.
No.
To this year, I'm talking about. Okay, so again, otzitz nokuv means there's a hole, or because of the strength of the roots it breaks through, or because of the porousness of the material and anyway goes through. So keep that in mind. We'll learn what. I just, to define otzitz nokuv, it doesn't have to have a hole to be an otzitz nokuv.
Is it standing on the ground?
We're going to cover everything. First, the definition of otzitz nokuv. Otzitz nokuv chutz labayis, outside, without a ceiling. Now realize that also includes your merpeset if there's no ceiling, if it's in a place where there's no ceiling. If you have hanging plants outside your sarigin and there's no ceiling, so you're already dealing with no bias. So things get etched up a notch. You know, you're a little more intense. Once there's no bias, it's more chomor. You're in a sodom. So remember that also. And also it's nokuv, however it's nokuv, if it's chutz labayis, it's as good as karka. You're dealing with dioraisas, you're dealing with regular karka. And realize that, so again, otzitz doesn't have to mean a hole. It depends on the material, it depends on what's growing in it. And if the leaves stick out, the Gemara says, there's nogeya hilcha Shabbos too. If the leaves go over the otzitz she'eno nokuv, they are yonek from the earth. So we'll see, you know, how far they have to be. But just realize all these things would be considered an otzitz nokuv. And if it's outside, and again, to be outside, it only has to be not with a roof. So you could be dealing with Isurin Diaraisa. Okay? So that's otzitz nokuv. And if it's chutz labayis, it's like karka. Okay. Otzitz she'eno nokuv, chutz labayis. Eino nokuv, it's in a metal flower pot and it's sitting outside. So that for sure is not the araisa, right? But it's midrabanon, and it's midrabanon lagabe trumus umaisris, and it's midrabanon lagabe shvius. That's besode, not babayas. Also, she'eino nokuv. Besode is also midrabanon. So even if you have, let's say, a metal flower pot, but again, if there's no ceiling, if it's on your merpeset in a place where there's no ceiling, so it's an otzut she'eno nokuv besodeh, and it's also midrabanon. There is a diyun about that. Again, this is only the idea of yama. It's not negeya la halacha. Bottom line halacha, it might be negeya for people who write shuvas. Be aware that it's good. An educated consumer is our best customer. Be aware that there's never a Gemara that says beferish that an otzitz she'eno nokuv is midrabanon has dinei shvius. The Gemaras are all about trumas and maestras. And Rav Shlomo Zalman considers the possibility that maybe they were never geyser on shvius in an otzitz she'eno nokuv. But the bottom line is we treat otzitz she'eno nokuv as we do by trumas and maestras, that it's midrabanon. See, this is a real derabanan. See, that's what I mean. This is called a real derabanan. Shemitah b'zman hazeh derabanan is called ikro min haTorah. And when it comes to sfeika derabanan, ikro min haTorah is treated stringently according to most poskim. You're talking about a plant that's growing in an otzutz nokuv, so that's called pure derabanan, because it's really not connected to the ground. It's not in the ground. It's like a thing. It's just growing. That's all. So it's not on the ground. So that's a real derabanan. Okay. Now, so the next case is obviously. The next case is otzitz she'eno nokuv babayis. Otzitz she'eno nokuv babayis, which again could mean in the house, even if you have a dirt floor, if you have a metal flower pot, so you're dealing with it, and there's a roof. Or there's a roof, so that's babayis. So otzitz she'eno nokuv babayis is a pretty, it seems to me there's a pretty clear consensus that's mutter. There's no dinei shvius. Chazon Ish wants to be machmir, but says if hamekil yesh lo al milismoch, I guess in Bnei Brak they're machmir. Even the machmirim, this is important to know, even the machmirim are only machmirim in an issa d'oraisa, which would be planting or directly having it grow. you know, making it, no, not making it grow would be drabonon too. Things like watering or fertilizing is drabonon. So it's just really planting it. So even the machmirim hold that malachus drabonon are mutter. They're only machmir by the arises. Again, that's the machmirim. But really there's a consensus that otzit she'eino nokov in a bias is mutter. Maybe it's not so nogeya, because maybe most of the malachos we do is really really drabonans. What do? We fertilize, maybe we water, maybe we, okay, maybe if we cut off the leaves to stimulate growth, according to the shitas that it's diaraisa by other things besides a vine, a grapevine, so maybe you might be dealing with a diaraisa also. But again, there's a consensus that it's, it's really not that nogeya, this chumrah, but it's only a chumrah. I feel comfortable saying the consensus is also she'eino nokov in a bias is mutter. Obviously, to oitz ha'aretz has two problems really. You know, they have to assume that also she'eino nokov in a bias is okay, but that's the consensus that it is okay. But what they were attacked on mostly is that the chamama might not be a bias, because it's not detrimental to the plant, and maybe the definition of bias is that it's somewhat detrimental to the plant. Maybe. It's because of that the Rav Elyashiv was moira them to do malachas d'oraisa through a guy, or to even sell it to a guy. And they follow Rav Elyashiv's horos in this, and therefore the chamamot, the plants in the chamamot, the flower pots, whatever you call them, I don't know if you call them flower pots, the otzitzim, are sold to a guy. And the guy does the malachas the araisa, and on the Eitz Haaretz farms, I saw the contract, that's what they have to do then. So they follow Rav Elyashiv. This Rav Elyashiv's chumra because the chamama might not be a bias. Okay, let's move on.
But Otzitz, the last one.
What?
Otzitz with a hole inside,
with bias. Yeah, that's what we're talking about now. That's what we're talking about. That's your biggest problem. Otzitz nokov, Otzitz chain of nokov and a bias, we're saying is okay, really.
Yeah.
Now we're getting to the problem of otzit she'eino nokov in a bias. Otzit nokov in a bias, because what's called nokov? That's where you have the problems. Okay. Now, so this is a more of a bottom line shear. Okay. Otzit nokov in a bias. What they call komat karka, if it's really komat karka. In other words, under your floor, under your tiles, is the earth. It's your komat karka, a real komat karka. Many people, I asked around, many people are like that. Mm-hmm. Many people are like that. So, many hold, and again, as the Shemitahs go on, and we shift more to the right, many hold that that's going to be considered. That's not a hefsek. In other words, that's called, it's in the karka. It's in the karka, it's not called a hefsek. It's mechubal le karka, it's kakarka. The reach of the floor is not considered a hefsek. And you're not allowed to do malachas on shvias, unless it's malachas that would anyway be mutter, remember. Meaning malachas drabonon, if the plant's going to die, b'chul. That's mutter even in a regular field, in a regular sadeh. So if it's komat karka, even if it's merutzef, it means tiled, I assume. I'm using these words, I don't know what I'm talking about. So there are many that are machmer. But you could always make a hefsik. You know, if you make a hefsik, then you've created an otzitz she'eino nokov for sure. A hefsik would be material that doesn't allow any yanika between the flower pot and the ground. You're not counting the tiles. Tiles are porous. Even clay might be porous in certain types of plant, in these types of plants. But you're okay if you metal is considered for sure otzitz. You're okay if you're in a metal flower pot or otzitz in glass. What do they have here? If you put down PVC or a hard plastic, these are the things that for sure create a hefsek.
What does it mean that the tiles are porous, that the roots could actually...
They are yonig. They will get some sustenance from the ground beneath. It's not enough to, you see, there's another chumra in the lumbus, it's because it's mechubal lekarka. So if they would be like, if you put down hard plastic, or see, if you make your hefsik in the flower pot, you make a metal flower pot, or a glass flower pot, or you put down a hard plastic, so we don't get it, that's mechubal lekarka. Kekarka, because you've created a hefsik between the plant and the karka. You've created a hefsik. The tile, even if you have a metal floor, but it's not, you see, there's still makom to be machmer because it's mechubal karka, karka. It's like you're planting in karka. That's why even if it's sela, even if it's like, I don't know, whatever it is, it's not, it's stone tiles, no, it's stone. Al kaponim, it's because it's mechubal karka. That's the chumra comes from that, and therefore you have to take care on komat karka, because you're dealing with mechubal karka, so you have to take care to create an otzitz she'eino nokuv if you want to avoid problems. And you do that, as I said, with the materials I mentioned. There are mekilim. There are mekilim. I'm talking about Shlom Zalman. I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, Rabbonim in the five towns. There are mekilim. There are mekilim that a tiled floor is chotzeitz. Now, even if it's chotzeitz, but it's only chotzeitz for what's called for things without strong roots. In other words, it would be considered like clay. In other words, you still have a problem of something with what's called strong roots, which you called like trees, or mini trees maybe, or perennials. Those are considered things with strong roots. Flowers, it depends. If it's a perennial, it's considered to have strong roots. And if the tile, I don't know, if the tile is like clay, or if it's a poor, if it's somewhat porous, you still don't have a hefsek, so you still have a problem. But for things like you want to plant beans, you know, zroim, or flowers that are not, or plants that are, I don't know, I mean, any plant with a hard like a trunk type thing is considered like a tree, and therefore there would be no mekilim in komat karka unless you find the material that's taka mafsik between the plant and the ground. In other words, the mekilim don't hold it as mechubal karka business, and therefore the ritzuv of the floor is a hefsik. But now you still have to go with the regular rules. If you have something with unusually strong roots, so maybe your tiles is not enough of a hefsek for a strong-rooted thing, which is considered any tree or any perennial. Again, you're down to PVC. This is what the place can talk about. Metal, glass, PVC, hard plastic. I'm not sure what plastic nuksha means. Does it mean it's treated? Like, how do you, what, is that a type of thing in the market? It's called plastic nuksha, is what it says in the Svarim. I guess there's hard plastic and the soft plastic.
Like
I guess
a plastic tablecloth. And
it's soft, right? There's a plastic tablecloth, and then there's like a, like, you know, yeah. So okay.
Maybe it means, I mean, plastic tablecloth is also not porous.
What?
Plastic tablecloth.
But they say hard plastic.
Maybe it means that instead of things like polystyrene, expanded polystyrene. Well, the stuff they make cups out of to drink hot drinks.
Right.
That's porous.
Yeah.
So maybe that's. Maybe that's what they're trying
to do. I don't know, plastic nuksha is what it says in the Svarim. I don't know exactly what. Okay, now. So this is on your ground floor, komat karka. When, if you're not on the ground.
Talking about a house that doesn't have a foundation.
I don't know, I asked a bunch of people. They say they live on komat karka. Under their floor, in certain parts of the house, is the ground.
It's
the ground.
Yeah. Just what I am.
There's a concrete foundation. Look at the base material on the tiles. Right now we have concrete on top of the tiles.
The concrete's porous as well.
Yes, yeah, so it's mechubal karka. So yeah. You're directly on the karka.
Concrete's porous. What you have underneath it, though, is expanded polystyrene. So everybody has expanded polystyrene underneath the concrete.
Now, once you're on the second floor, I mean, you could be on the table, I guess. This is wood. Wood is a